რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. თავი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. სოფლიო აღნიშნავს ოსვენციმის გათავისუფლების 70-ე წლისთავს. უკრაინის პარლამენტმა რუსეთი აგრესორ სახელმწიფოდ გამოაცხადა. ეკონომიკის თავისუფლების ინდექსით საქართველო მსოფლიოში 22 ადგილზეა. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. პოლონეთში ოსვენციმის ყოფილი ნაცისტური საკონცენტრაციო ბანაკის ტერიტორიაზე იმართება ცერემონია ბანაკში მყოფთა გათავისუფლების 70-ე წლისავის აღსანიშნავად. ცერემონიაზე შეიკრიბნენ ოსვენციმში გადარჩენილები და მრავალი ქვეყნის ოფიციალური წარმომადგენლები. ოსვენციმის გათავისუფლების 70-ე წლისავთან დაკავშირებით გერმანიის პარლამენტს მიმართა ამ ქვეყნის პრეზიდენტმა იოახიმ გაუკმა.
ჰოლოკოსტი ეკუთვნის ამ ქვეყნის ისტორიას და რჩება რაღაც განსაკუთრებულად აქ გერმანიაში, სადაც ყოველდღე ჩაუვლით ხოლმე სახლებს, საიდანაც ებრაელთა დეპორტაცია ხდებოდა. აქ გერმანიაში, სადაც განადგურება დაიგეგმა და ორგანიზებული იქნა. აქ წარსულის საშინელება უფრო ახლოა და აწმოსა და მომავლისთვის უფრო დიდი და მოვალეობების შემცველი ვიდრე
სხვაგან.
განაცხადა ბუნდესტაგში გერმანიის პრეზიდენტმა. 27 იანვარს ანოთხეს აღინიშნება ჰოლოკოსტის მსხვერპლთა ხსოვნის საერთაშორისო დღეც. ოსვენციმი აღიარებულია ნაცისტური გერმანიის მიერ ჩადენილი გენოციდის ერთ-ერთ ყველაზე საზარელ სიმბოლოდ. მარტო ამ საკონცენტრაციო ბანაკში გაანადგურეს 1,500,000-მდე ადამიანი, უმეტესად ებრაელები. უკრაინის პარლამენტმა მიიღო რეზოლუცია, რომლითაც რუსეთს აგრესორ სახელმწიფო დაცხადებს. დეპუტატები იმედოვნებენ, რომ ეს ნაბიჯი გზას გაუხსნის საერთაშორისო სამართლით რუსეთის დასჯას. უკრაინის პარლამენტმა 27 იანვარს ასევე მხარი დაუჭირა დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის ოლქებში თვითგამოცხადებული სახალხო რესპუბლიკების ტერორისტულ ორგანიზაციებად გამოცხადებას. პარლამენტის გადაწყვეტილებით უკრაინა საერთაშორისო თანამეგობრობას მიმართავს სამხედრო დახმარების გაზრდის და რუსეთის წინააღმდეგ ახალი სანქციების დაწესების თხოვნით. ეკონომიკის თავისუფლების მაჩვენებლებით საქართველოს მსოფლიოში 22 ადგილი უკავია და უმეტესად თავისუფალ ქვეყნებს მიეკუთვნება. ამ შეფასებას მოიცავს ეკონომიკის თავისუფლების ახალი ინდექსი, რომელიც ასახავს მდგომარეობას მსოფლიოს 178 ქვეყანაში. ეკონომიკის თავისუფლების 2015 წლის ინდექსი მოამზადეს ვაშინგტონში დაფუძნებულმა კვლევითმა ინსტიტუტმა Heritage Foundation-მა და გაზეთმა Wall Street Journal-მა. ყოფილი საბჭოთა რესპუბლიკა კაპიტან საუკეთესო მაჩვენებლები აქვს ეს დონეც. ის მსოფლიოში 8 ადგილზეა. რუსეთს 153 ადგილი ერგო. ლიტვის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ალქირდას ბუტკევიჩიუსმა დღეს თბილისში საქართველო-ლიტვის ბიზნეს ფორუმზე სიტყვით გამოსვლისას თქვა, რომ თბილისში ჩავიდა ბიზნეს თანამშრომლობის მხარდასაჭერად და სტიმულირებისთვის. ბიზნეს ფორუმზე სიტყვით გამოვიდა საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრი ირაკლი ხარიბაშვილიც. მისი განცხადებით, საქართველოსა და ლიტვას შორის ვაჭრობის ფრუნვა შარშან 90%-ით გაიზარდა.
ჩვენ გვაქვს ძალიან მჭიდრო თანამშრომლობა, ყველა მიმართულებით, იქნება ეს ეკონომიკურ, პოლიტიკურ თუ სხვა. ეს რა თქმა უნდა ორმაგადა უფრო მეტად ხელშეუწყობს ინვესტიციების მოზიდვას ლიტვიდან და ჩვენი მეგობარი სახელმწიფოებიდან.
განაცხადა ირაკლი ხარიბაშვილმა საქართველო-ლიტვის ბიზნეს ფორუმზე. დღესვე საქართველომ და ლიტვამ ხელი მოაწერეს შეთანხმებას ეკონომიკური თანამშრომლობის შესახებ. ლონდონში დაიწყო სასამართლო მოსმენა ყოფილი რუსი ჯაშუშის ალექსანდრ ლიტვინენკოს საქმეზე. ლიტვინენკო 2006 წლის ნოემბერში გარდაიცვალა ლონდონში რადიოაქტიური ნივთიერებით მოწამვლის შედეგად. მოსამართლე რობერტ უენის განმარტებით მოსმენების ერთ-ერთი მთავარი მიზანია ლიტვინენკოს მკვლელობაში რუსეთის ხელისუფლების შესაძლო მონაწილეობის დადგენა. ბრიტანელი გამომძიებლების ვარაუდით ლიტვინენკო მოწამლეს რუსეთის მოქალაქეებმა ანდრეი ლუგოვოიმ და დმიტრი კოუტუნმა, რომლებიც ლონდონში იმყოფებოდნენ და ლიტვინენკოს შეხვდნენ 2006 წლის 1 ნოემბერს. ლიბიიდან გავრცელებული ცნობებით ექსტრემისტებმა სულ ცოტა 8 ადამიანი, მათ შორის 5 უცხოელი მოკლეს დედაქალაქ ტრიპოლის სასტუმროში, რომელშიც ბევრი უცხოელი ჩერდება ხოლმე. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც მარიამ ჭიაურელმა მოამზადა და გაგაცნოთ. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
– It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
We've got the mirror ball going. We are ready for a great show. We've got requests and dedications right here on Border Crossings for the next hour. And we'll start today's show off with a request from Ian, who listens to us in the UK. And this is a classic rock favorite from the band Queen. This is Freddie Mercury and Company with Bohemian Rhapsody on Border Crossings.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now
Border Crossings. One of the classics, one of the greats of all time, Bohemian Rhapsody, that's Queen for Ian in the UK. Listening to Border Crossings today, Queen's Brian May on tour with the Reform Queen featuring Adam Lambert. They've done a lot of touring and continue to tour together. And apparently Brian is a big fan of Adam Lambert, former American Idol contestant. Brian feels that Adam hits the notes with ease, just like Freddie. I'd like to say hello to Mukunzi, who is in Rwanda listening to Border Crossings on 104.3 FM, and Nyandu in Ghana also checked in with us on Facebook. And this morning I put up a video, which I think you're going to like. You know, it's a very, very cute video, creative video. It is a high school teacher who created a video to the song Uptown Funk with Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. He is a dance instructor as well. He runs the dance team for a high school, and it's a New Tech High School. That's the name of the school. But you watch the video, and you see this guy and all his students going through the different choreography to this song, and it is very, very creative. And the song is a great song, so it's worth checking out. It's on the Facebook page. A bunch of people have already taken a look at it, so it's right there at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I put it up this morning, so hopefully you'll get a chance to check it out. Of course, Uptown Funk is currently the number one song in the U.S. All righty, I'm Larry London, and I want to say hello to our friends in Germany who are listening. Arnfried called in and said, I want to hear a Maroon 5 song. Adam Levine of Maroon 5 is going to be singing on the Oscars. He got very excited when he was invited to perform and sent out a tweet. I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh, the Oscars. Thank you. The Oscars or Academy Awards will be handed out February 22nd. Adam is singing a song called Lost Stars, which was in a film which is titled Begin Again, starring Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. Some of the other songs up for Best Film Song, Common and John Legend singing Glory from the film Selma. Rita Ora with a version of Grateful that appeared in the film Beyond the Lights. Tegan and Sarah in a song that continues in my head. I can't get it out of my head because my five-year-old made me watch this Lego movie, this animated movie. But Tegan and Sarah are nominated for Everything is Awesome, which is in the Lego film. So here's Maroon 5. This song is not up for an Oscar, but it is Maroon 5 and Arnfried's request in Germany. It's called Sugar.
When you're away. red velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy, no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. The bed's getting cold and you're not here. The future that we hold is so unclear. But I'm not alive until you call. And now but the odds against it all. Shining like stars and screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture. Heroin drip, no more. So finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape. The heart.
Crossings, Selena Gomez, The Heart Wants What It Wants. No denying that. It's always difficult when the heart and the brain aren't in the same place at the same time. You know, you have those issues. You're always struggling. The brain is saying, don't go there, and the heart is saying, yeah, let's do this. So, always that battle. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. I request for Selena Gomez from Libanos Girma, who is listening in Ethiopia and tuning in to Shegar FM 102.1. So thank you for that request, Libanos Girma. And if you're a Selena Gomez fan, here's some Selena Gomez news. She may be dating Zedd. She may not be dating Zedd. But there's no question that they're not hiding the fact that they're hanging out together. They went bowling last night in Atlanta, Georgia. And then they posted video on Instagram of the two of them bowling together. So who knows what the nature of the relationship is, but at least she's happy. And that's good, because I know that she hasn't been happy for a while. She went into rehab last year for a little while. But she's apparently also working on a film, which is why they seem to be in Atlanta a lot these days. She's doing a movie called The Revised Fundamentals of Caregiving. Talk about a difficult film name to remember. Whatever happened to the one-name films? Just one, you know, Glory, Selma, you know, but The Revised Fundamentals of Caregiving. All right. And also, more Selena Gomez news. And you stop traffic right now. Put down what you're doing, because this is really earth-shattering. Selena has a new hairstyle. I knew you'd find it amazing. But she's got a hairstyle. It's called the Rachel. That seems to be the trending hairstyle right now. Remember, there was the bob, and then they had the figure skater Dorothy Hamill had a haircut, and everybody wanted her haircut. Well, now they got the Rachel, which is named after a character Jennifer Aniston made famous in the 90s on a TV show called Friends. So that's what the girls are going into the hair salons these days and saying, can I have the Rachel? And that's what Selena Gomez has. Okay, enough of that. Very important news. We move on to something a little less important. This is a song request now from Ant-Man. Ant-Man. That's his name, Ant-Man. And he says he's in Ethiopia. So he's requested this next song, which is called Latch. Here's Disclosure and Sam Smith on Border Crossings.
When the rest of me is down, you enchant me, even when you're not around. If there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm latching on, babe, now I know what I have found.
Yeah.
VOA1's Border Crossings.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM az 7.4.
Radyo Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Oval ve 30 saat sada 34 tuzda, tavazıp nakhevar saatiyen Azerbaycan'ın programı.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaxtıyla saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verişlerini dinlemeye teklif edirik.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelte, FM az 7.4. Radyo Tavisupleba.
Carrie Underwood, and that is a song that's been number one on the country charts for 7 weeks now. It's called Something in the Water. That is Carrie's longest reigning number one hit. The last time she was number one for this length of time was 2006, when her song Jesus Take the Wheel was number one on the country charts for 6 weeks. So she's just bettered that. 7 weeks at number one. That is a request from Loco. And Loco is in Ghana listening to Border Crossings and wanted to hear Something in the Water. Also, Carrie Underwood, who's very, 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 very pregnant in the last final weeks of her pregnancy, has spoke with People Magazine and said that she's only giving her baby good vibes right now. That's the word that she used, good vibes. She said the baby can hear at this stage. So, you know, she wants to only play positive music and good music. And she says, as far as what I'm singing goes, the baby doesn't move. The baby doesn't kick. The baby doesn't move, do anything. She said, it could be that my stomach muscles are tightening and the baby's having a fun ride. Could be that. Or it could just be the baby might like mommy singing. Who knows? But anyway, we congratulate Carrie Underwood. Now, Carrie won American Idol a few years ago. You may remember. I had her on Border Crossings after she won. And we've got some news from American Idol. It comes from another winner on the show, Philip Phillips, who is suing the folks that made him famous. He is suing the American Idol producer 19 Entertainment. He wants out of his contract on the basis that he feels manipulated. That's the word he used. He said, I'm grateful for the opportunities on American Idol. However, they're taking 40% of any of my endorsements. They're also taking a lot of money in some of the other performances that I do. He does performances for free, which is in the terms of his contract. And so he's not making the millions of dollars that, you know, that he thought he would, that he perhaps should be, given all the sales and the success he's had of his last couple of records. But there you go. I mean, if it weren't for American Idol, who would know Philip Phillips anyway? So, you know, it's very hard to, you know, to deal with that situation because you're, you know, in a contract, you get famous, and then you don't like the terms of the contract anymore. So you want to get out of it, but it's not always easy to do. We'll see how that goes. I'll keep you informed. I'm Larry London. Okay, I was talking about Zedd dating Selena Gomez, and now we've got a big hit for Zedd. A request from Aditha Pratika, who in India wants to hear the song called Clarity. So here's Zedd for you, Aditha, on Border Crossings.
Still fighting, I don't know why.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I get past second gear. Sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. She likes it when I find a road that's dark and pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights and keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like lights, like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry, doing what she likes. She looks in them blue jeans, little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes.
Sings, and that is a request from Joseph Ogba. Joe, Blake Shelton doing what she likes here on Border Crossings. And Blake Shelton was the host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live last weekend. The critics, thumbs down. Not giving him very good reviews. It wasn't necessarily him. He was kind of out of place. He's a very, very, very established country music artist, and Saturday Night Live is a very mainstream kind of TV show. So the marriage of the two didn't work, according to the critics. I mean, I saw it, and I thought it was okay. I mean, they had some silly bits about the magic boot and things like that. Yeah, but, you know, so that's not Blake Shelton's fault. That's the people write it and say, go do this and that, you know, so whatever. But anyway, so there you go. Blake Shelton married to Miranda Lambert. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to Fred. Fred McBenn is tuned into our show. Grace is listening in Ethiopia, and she's a new listener and said, I'm so happy that I found your show. And Grace loves K-pop. Now, K-pop is not a soda drink. K-pop is a Korean pop music. In fact, Grace's Facebook profile photo is a Korean pop star. But she wants to hear some Korean pop on the show. And if we can find it, we'll play it. You know, I mean, I have nothing against playing songs from other countries and other languages, because we are a international program, and as we've said over and over, and the artists on our show have also stated, music is international. It has no boundaries, whatever language it is. So there you go. That's one of the neat things about border crossings. I'm Larry London, and coming up next, Keflam Leo requested a song. Keflam also listens in Ethiopia. And Grace mentioned, Larry, you don't know it, but you got a lot of people listening to you here in Ethiopia on Shagar FM and wherever else they might hear us in Ethiopia. So thank you very much to Ethiopians, and thank you to everybody wherever you're listening to the show around the world. We're happy that you're tuned in. And Keflam wants me to play this song from Creed that was one of their biggest hits when they were together as a band. And this goes back a number of years. But and we had Scott Stapp on the show. We had Creed on the show. We've had Scott on a couple of times. He's been in the news in the last 6 months, 8 months. Not good. Not a good situation. My heart goes out to Scott, who said that a lot of people have mismanaged his money. He's not been paid for royalties. He's broke. He's living in a hotel. His wife of a number of years, I think they were married since 2006, and they have a couple of kids together. She was in here with Scott when he came on the show, a former beauty pageant contestant, I think a Miss Florida or something. She filed for divorce in November. Things not going well. She even called the police a couple times and said that, you know, she was concerned for his well-being, that perhaps he was suicidal, that things aren't going well for Scott. So our prayers and our thoughts go out to our good friend Scott Stapp. And, you know, hopefully, you know, when the going gets tough, you can pick yourself right up off the ground, dust yourself off, and find a way back at it, because he's such a talented musician, talented guy. And this is Creed in the Better Days and a song called With Arms Wide Open.
Well, I just heard the news today. Seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes. Then tears of joy stream down my face. With arms wide open under the sunlight, welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. With arms wide open, with arms wide open.
VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand to ask you a question. Cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend, but the answer is no.
And from Canada, the band is called Magic. They are Rude here on Border Crossings. Thank you for tuning in to our show. We are always polite. We always say please and thank you. And we do our best to serve your request and dedication needs when possible. A lot of people make requests, like in the case of the young lady Grace, who wants a Korean pop song. If we can find it, we'll play it. But if we can't find it, we won't be able to play it. Not because we don't want to, but just because it's not available. That is a request from Faiza in Nigeria. And I thank you for tuning in. Chris Breezy checked in with us on Facebook. John is in Gombe. And Gombe is either in Tanzania or Nigeria. It's in both places. There's a Gombe in Tanzania and Nigeria. And he didn't say which one, so I'll say hi to everybody in both. And I've seen pictures of the Gombe National Park, which is in Tanzania, and looks absolutely gorgeous. What a beautiful place. But, John, thank you very much for checking in with us. And Pa Kwesi is in Ghana, listening to Border Crossings today, and checked in with Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can check in there as well. Luck Love became a fan of our page. Andasalam Azur Arte, Abuti Atnafu, Mukunzi Gok Oreste, Amanor Ebenezer, and Pakwese Asamoah Kokote, who I just mentioned on the program a couple seconds ago. He became a fan of our Facebook page, and you can too. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I want to remind you a couple of things. First of all, we still have the 2015 calendars. We'll continue to give these away, you know, as long as you want, as long as you ask for them. We'll send out a calendar if you send us your postal mailing address. But keep this in mind that eventually I'm going to stop talking about it because it's just not timely anymore. When we hit in February, I'm not going to talk about calendars, but we still have them. So if you do want one, you can just write in and we'll send them off to you. But we need your postal address. One thing I will be talking about throughout February is our big CD giveaway that begins on Monday, February 2nd. And it's two CDs that are up for grabs every day. The Now 53 CD and the Grammy nominated songs CD, a soundtrack of this year's Grammy Awards. Musically speaking. So, if you want to win both of those, enter the contest with an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov or a phone call or however. But just enter the contest now for next week because we'll be doing a lucky listener of the day giveaway. Syed in Ethiopia is tuned in and he wants this Michael Jackson classic. This is called Beat It on Border Crossings. Crosses, a song written by Michael Jackson, produced by Quincy Jones, 1982 on the Thriller album, and Weird Al recorded Eat It, which became a very popular funny song as well, a parody of the song Beat It. That's Michael Jackson by request, and Beat It for Syed in Ethiopia. We're going to beat it right now. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. I appreciate your support, and we'll continue this journey tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Hope to have you along with us. Thanks to Greg Burns and his slippery fingers over there. And thanks to Vince and Felicia. I'm Larry London. I'll catch you tomorrow on VOA 1. Bye-bye.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველ დღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველ დღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს Радио თავისუფლება.